Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right. My name's Nick. I'm an alcoholic. I had no idea I was speaking tonight, so bear with me. I was told in the parking lot, and normally I would go in the bathroom and drink a couple airplane bottles before I did something like this. But, I don't know how it goes. My sobriety date is July 18th, 2014. Yeah. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. Is that what everybody says? Okay. What it was like, what happened, what it's like now. I guess for me, growing up, pretty normal. I mean, everybody has their family things. Nothing too significant for me. My parents split up when I was younger, but I mean, that's pretty common nowadays. I think just looking back, since I got sober, the thing I noticed most about my drinking was, say I was going out to a party. Like when I was 13, still in middle school, my older brother, he was like 3 grades ahead of me, he would be going out with his friends to parties to get drunk, and I would want to go too, so I would ask if I could go with them, and they would tell me I would have to lay down flat in the back of their pickup truck because they didn't have any space, so I would, just because I wanted to go out. And normally, I guess a normal person would go out and they would try and pick up girls or, you know, things like that. And, you know, that was my intention always, of course. But when I was at the party, just looking back, you know, I started to realize that I would just... Does this mean I can be done? I would just drink and focus on nothing but drinking. And my next drink, you know, while I still had my current drink, and, you know, it never really... I never really realized that until I had to share at a detox meeting a few months ago. But it's crazy just looking back. It took off from there. You know, it started when I was like 13. Kept going through high school, obviously. You know, blacked out nights, waking up not really knowing what happened, or just remembering like the worst things that happened. Of course, there were fun things that happened while I was drinking, but. You know, through most of it, it was never really a big deal when something bad happened, because where I'm from a small town in New Jersey, and all of us, we would all drink the same. It wasn't weird for you to get really drunk. It was weird for you not to. So, we all kind of carried on like that for a while. And I guess just moving on through high school, you know, I experimented with everything. There are drugs, a lot of drugs in my story. I'll try and be vague, because they told me to. But yeah, I mean, I don't want to like yell out the names, but pretty much like any pharmaceutical you could think of, you know, went through that, hallucinogenics, everything, always still drinking, smoking weed, stuff like that. A really big part for me though was I was in college, graduated high school when I went to college, and I guess it was my sophomore year in college, and I started to mess around with opiates a little bit more. And of course, it always starts recreationally, but it just picked up and picked up. And I ended up moving to Chicago with my brother after my sophomore year for work. And the whole like 6 months before that, I was doing opiates like every day. I was working with him, and it worked out for me because what we did was we would go door to door in neighborhoods, and I actually met like 3 or 4 other guys in my brother's business that liked to do opiates too. So we would just group up in the same car ride together, and we were all going to the field, going to neighborhoods. But of course, every day first, we would spend like 2 hours going out, copying, getting high, and then doing our job. So we all expanded to Chicago together. And for the first week, we didn't do anything. We were all kind of just chilling, excited, and then we decided to go to the streets of Chicago at night and look for drugs. So we did, and we found them, and it really just carried on. It wasn't hard. We all kind of enabled each other, and we got really deep into it. I was just like snorting opiates then. And I was there for about 3 months, and, you know, things got unmanageable. But, you know, I didn't really admit that. I told my brother that blood and money don't mix and that he's not a good manager for me, and pretty much like broke his heart and left Chicago, went home to New Jersey, and actually things got worse when I got home. I discovered Camden, if you guys have ever heard of it. Big heroin capital. And yeah, I actually ended up using opiates, you know, IVing opiates, and that was ridiculous. That was like probably my biggest downfall. I was in a relationship, and I don't know how I pulled it off, but she didn't know the entire time that, you know, every single day I was IVing opiates, like every single day, and I was just doing it behind her back, and you know, everything seemed normal. I didn't have a job because I just moved home from Chicago, and you know, I'm in the middle of looking for a job, like I'm just trying to adjust, like all this bullshit. But after like 2 months of that, I really did, like, I was like, yo, there's no way I can do this. So I went to my mom and I told her, I was like, yeah, I can't do this, like this is ridiculous, like waking up dope sick and everything. So I ended up switching over to Suboxone, I'm going into the drug use, but the reason I brought that up is because when I was on opiates, you know, you don't spend money on alcohol at all. Like, I wasn't drinking then, so I really wanted to show you. Okay, good. I was drinking. I moved on to the opiates, and then when I got off them, I went on to the Suboxone, and I think it even says on the label for that, like, do not drink with this medicine. And my drinking just, oh my gosh, it went off. Like, I was drinking a fifth a night, just going hardcore, and you know, things weren't really working out. I think actually my parents approached me and said, like, oh, we want you to go to rehab. And I was just like, what, are you crazy? And I was still, when I had that conversation with them, I was still like slightly hallucinating from drugs that I had done the night before. And I was like, I don't need to go to rehab. Like, are you out of your mind? So it's just, it's kind of insane. I mean, I'll get to the point. I'll try at least. So yeah, that kind of just kept going on and on, and you know, I was drinking there, and I picked up another job as a server at a restaurant, and I was serving tables at this nice Italian seafood restaurant, and you know, I was continuously drinking every single night, and I would go in there, and I'd be sick at work, throwing up like 5 times during like a 6-hour shift, just like dead, shaking, everything, and I'd have to go home early. And so I decided, like, I'm going to see if I can stop drinking, like, see if I'll withdraw or anything. So I did, and I didn't drink for, like, 9 days. And I was like, dude, you're good. You can quit drinking if you want to. So I kept on drinking because I knew that I could stop if I wanted to. So I kept drinking, really pushed into other drugs from there, more party drugs. But I wasn't going out and partying with them. I was taking them at work and serving tables, just like high out of my mind, while continuously drinking. I actually ended up getting fired from that job after being there for like 13 months for drinking on the job. Still don't see a problem with this. So I decide that my brother needs a roommate in Chicago. He's still out there. So I decide to move out there. And I move out there, and you know, it's like, start looking for a job. So I do. I was only drinking like a couple airplane bottles a day, which, you know, that's not a lot, so it's okay. Yeah, I don't know. I found a job, and, you know, I don't know how it happened. I guess it's just a progression. It's crazy looking back, but, you know, I went from just like drinking a couple airplane bottles at night to slowly drinking more and more every single day, to the point where I was in Chicago for 3 months again. It's weird, but man, I was drinking, like, in the morning. I mean, honestly, my body would wake me up at 5:30 in the morning to take a shot. I would go back to sleep for an hour, wake up, take a shot, go back to sleep for an hour. And then I'd wake up a few hours before work so I could either go out and get a bottle that I needed, or just, if I already had a bottle, sit in my apartment and drink from, like, 8 in the morning to, like, 10 in the morning to when I had to go to work. And then sometimes I would, you know, sneak liquor into work and drink in the bathroom. Tables and managers and coworkers would tell me I smell like liquor all the time, and I'd be like, yeah, man, I went in last night, like, and I didn't eat anything this morning. So, you know, it was just bad. I tried to quit for, like, 2 days because my brother found, like, 6 empty fifths in my closet one morning and walked out and was like, dude, what the fuck is this? And I was like, I don't know, man. He was like, dude, you need to stop drinking. I was like, I know. So I stopped drinking for about 2 days, and I picked up a second job at a better restaurant, and it was 2 days that I quit drinking right before the first day of my training at that restaurant. So I didn't drink for 2 days. I was having, like, I don't even know, like, night terrors, like, barely sleeping and having, like, really bad nightmares and waking up, but I didn't know what it was. So I went into training for the first day, and with, like, an hour left of training, I just went into, like, a full-blown panic attack. And went to the ER and everything. They gave me Xanax to calm me down. I ended up taking all of them in, like, 2 days, and they're supposed to last, like, a week. But yeah, sorry, I don't mean to dig all into my drinking and drug use, but really, that's my whole story. Like, I really don't have much else. I don't have any, I was telling Glenn before, I don't really have any anchor points in my story. I think my story is that I continuously drank and used and never really saw a problem in it. Like, I just kept going and going and going. So I was just sitting in my apartment that me and my brother shared one day in Chicago, and man, I was like, I can't go to work like this. I can't keep going to work like this. And I kind of just gave up. I mean, I think that's what happened. Looking back, like, there was no reason. It really, I've always believed in God, and I kind of just believe that He put the thought in my head that what I was doing was insane. So yeah, I made a phone call. My dad's in the program here in Tampa, and thanks. And he flew me out to Jersey to go to rehab, and I did. And then I moved out here a month after. I went to treatment for 30 days. And I mean, I guess this is sort of my favorite part, because I can jump back to the story. Like, nothing seemed weird to me throughout my entire, you know, days of drinking and using until I got some clarity being sober. I started to look back when I would be telling people, like, parts of my stories, and be like, dude, that's crazy. Like, one time when I was in Chicago, I was walking through the parking garage at our apartment complex looking for change on the ground so I could scrape up, like, $1.10 and go get an airplane bottle from the liquor store. Like, it wouldn't do anything to me. I wasn't really withdrawing, so I don't have an excuse. It was just insane. And I mean, ever since I came out here and I got into the program, I think more and more things were starting to make sense to me. You know, I got a sponsor, started working the steps. You know, obviously, things still happen. Like, one day, you know, I was, oh man, I get so pissed off about nothing. Like, my dad was pissing me off, and I called him for no reason. And I called my sponsor, and he was like, dude, you sound mad. Like, you should get to a meeting. So I go to a meeting, and I was like, there's no way that this meeting could ever do anything for me. And ended up being at the meeting. What I was going through was brought up as a topic, and I was given the opportunity to share, and I shared, and I felt like a million times better. That and, like, tonight, I just got into a car accident on Monday. This dude ran into me in an intersection. I have a rental car. It's a really nice town and country minivan. So if anybody needs a ride, like, I'm bored all by myself in it. But yeah, I'm all pissed off about that. And my dad's in Europe for 2 weeks, and I'm just sitting at our house by myself. And honestly, like, an hour before this meeting, I was just getting anxious and weird and, you know, thinking about drinking. And it's like, dude, you're an idiot. Like, you can't drink. Just go to the meeting. So I left early, and I, you know, I came here, and I'm out in the parking lot smoking a cigarette, and somebody comes up to me. So I don't know where you are, what your name is, but she came up to me and she asked me to, you back there. She came up to me and she asked me to share. And, you know, what I'm trying to get at is it's crazy how the program works. It really is. Like, I thought it was all bullshit. When I called my dad, what I really was asking for was a detox. I just didn't know the difference. I thought it was like a 30-day detox. And it introduced me to the program, and, you know, people say things in the program, and until they happen to you, it all just sounds like bullshit. But once the things slowly start to come together and you actually see that, you know, what these people are saying and telling you to do actually works, it, you know, it gives you hope. You know, it keeps me sober, that and many other things. So, am I good? Was that 15 minutes? All right, cool. Well, thanks, everybody.